Each one thought he was smarter than the other one, but Steve generally treated Bill as someone who was slightly inferior, especially in matters of taste and style, said Andy Hertzfeld. Bill looked down on Steve because he couldn't actually program. From the beginning of their relationship, Gates was fascinated by Jobs and slightly envious of his mesmerizing effect on people. But he also found him fundamentally odd and weirdly flawed as a human being, and he was put off by Jobs' rudeness and his tendency to be either in the mode of saying you were shit or trying to seduce you. For his part, Jobs found Gates unnervingly narrow. He'd be a broader guy if he had dropped acid once or gone off to an ashram when he was younger, Jobs once declared. Their differences in personality and character would lead them to opposite sides of what would become the fundamental divide in the digital age. Jobs was a perfectionist who craved control and indulged in the uncompromising temperament of an artist. He and Apple became the exemplars of a digital strategy that tightly integrated hardware, software, and content into a seamless package. Gates was a smart, calculating, and pragmatic analyst of business and technology. He was open to licensing Microsoft's operating system and software to a variety of manufacturers. After 30 years, Gates would develop a grudging respect for Jobs. He really never knew much about technology, but he had an amazing instinct for what works, he said. But Jobs never reciprocated by fully appreciating Gates's real strengths. Bill is basically unimaginative and has never invented anything, which is why I think he's more comfortable now in philanthropy than technology, Jobs said unfairly. He just shamelessly ripped off other people's ideas.